trevlig prosess for å bli med på en fest og bli med på en fest og et spørsmål og et spørsmål og et spørsmål som man vil være ut fra det som helst og at det var en måte som 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 var en måte that is the battle system. But a system that has been established through killing and murdering and dystopian and having shame allows a lot of women's chance to become master. And that there are so many of us who are not able to participate with that particular department plans and the ones who have the opportunity to invest in it. And the way to a more matters that we don't find already declined for the opportunity to look at some power competence of interactions and that green business. And that the earth is parallel to the ship of that absolutely everything that we could possibly need, everything that is commonly upon the planet, and that the greatest cost that we are witnessing in our world is the waste of human intelligence, is the waste of the lands, the waste of the intelligence of other beings that might be under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide. We have the opportunity to be able to respond with that opportunity to put ourselves in a place of space where we can understand that there are greatest responsibility when we realize that we are under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide. Through divisiveness, where each individual one of us is an individual responsible as the pre intelligence, and we restrict them nothing from holding on in ourselves. But we're in a place of space where this very moment in which we're living is pregnant with opportunity for our liberation, our resurrection, but we cannot depend upon the government to issue that which is liberation if we ourselves are doing things to undermine our own reality. We are doing things that undermine our own selves. So our first degree of responsibility when we're being warned against and we realize we're being warned against. We're not aware that we're being warned against. It's to do nothing to undermine ourselves, to do everything we possibly can to realign ourselves, to prove ourselves, purify ourselves, so that we are able to exert a form of respond. That's how we respond correctly and directly to the divisiveness that is so pervasive. We feel entitled to undermine ourselves. We feel entitled to disregard and disrespect and disobey the rules of bodily well-being. We feel entitled to eat that and drink that which has no substance and prevails poison into ourselves. We feel entitled to do this. And we feel as if we are in another moment that requires us to really get to a place where we are no longer understanding it because we are attracting to us things. And when we support our own lives, when we are not really living, that in our moment, our greatest degree of leverage comes when we each will take responsibility to align ourselves with the intelligence of existence, because the boundless field is infinite and eternal. It beats our hearts and it breathes us. It is that which is the intelligence of the entire planet, which is 80% water that is swimming in space. World that is absolute sin that has been blazing for who knows how long. We will never ever have anything greater than who and what we are, and our greatest responsibility right now is to understand that there is a perfect functioning of our beings that we have been socialized in, cultured in, behaviorally modified to disrespect. So we disrespect that there is a way to really live and exalt the full life stage in this life. We've been taught to believe that we're supposed to be dying from something. We've been taught to feel entitled to mysticize, illuminate, intoxicate, and violate
but I put the one on Tuesday to Madame Pacoli, and we had transmission from the grounds in our cars, and we don't care about the flesh of a fish, or the flesh of a chicken, or the flesh of a pig, or the flesh of a cow, or whatever, and put it in our glove compartments, or put it up under our seats, or our own bowls, more than we think, or put it in our drawers, or our underwear, or put it in our cabinets, or put it all the way, but we bring this stuff into our bodies. Now, the reason we don't put that stuff in our glove compartments, or under our seats, or whatever, is because we have an understanding and an understanding that we think it's good for us to rot and decay and decompose. We have an understanding and an understanding when the spirit leaves the body. The body has to be in bond to keep it from rotting its nature and tear. Ephesians 1:9 through its failure. And we found that the root of the issues that we are facing in terms of the fact and the pandemic of sickness, illness, disease, degradation, violation, manifestation, rape, and feeling entitled. There are those who feel entitled to beat us, rape us, violate us. And the patriarchal system and feeling as though women are only here for a man's pleasure, but women are a detriment to themselves, as we see. In a global initiative of warfare, feeling as though right is right. Those who have the biggest guns and the biggest war machines and the biggest whatever. We can allow a moment to realize that there is an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and we are all immersed in the vitality of its presence. Some refer to it as God, some refer to it as Yahweh, some refer to it as Yahweh, some refer to it as Jehovah, some refer to it as Allah, some refer to it as Jesus, whatever you call it. It is greater than anything that we could have possibly imagined or imagined or administered or understood in life, but we should be in a place where we have enough respect for its intelligence as it is the intelligence of our beings, and we will see it in terms of police feeling entitled to shoot us down and kill us and whatnot is the goal of what they themselves have been on the siege. They themselves are detriment to themselves. They themselves are filled with the flesh of rotting animals. Alcohol, tobacco, sugar, and all of these toxins and poisons that poison their mind to make them think that they're entitled to violate the primary laws of existence, and that killing is the way that governments are exercising as a way to get what they want. What we want in America requires us to understand that there is an absolute way and an absolute right that our beings have to do. And our capitalism has put us in a place where there has to be someone enslaved, there has to be someone who worked for it, so that other ones can profit. And we have to come to a time and place where we realize that those things that we have come to have an understanding of, and an understanding of in terms of the politics and the religions and the socioeconomics and all education and all of these things that work against us to the degree to which we do not understand and how to be rightly and correct with the purposes of existence. Education and religious training and everything should have supported us in exalting a firm lifestyle of one body has been using so much higher degree to be a kingdom of existence, the one of existence that we can refer to as the act of not just letting perpetuate sickness, illness, disease, death, degradation, death. think that things like moral choice and abuse, bonding, murder. And so the sickness of the government, the sickness of the society, is something that will inevitably lead to nothing but death. As all of the Christians from the slaughterhouse and the king rats are being dumped into the waters and the streams, and all of those creatures that were there by the intelligence of something under the existence of something, that those creatures that help to keep the rivers and oceans and the turtle are being pulled out by tides so that they can be fed to them and run away. Sickness, illness, disease, and death is multi-trillion dollar industry and economy. The healthy people do not reach away from their right to be murdered. The people do not reach away from their right to be murdered off in their heads and clean by healthy people. There are people who are aligning themselves with the intelligence of existence, knowing that there is nothing but intelligence in existence, and the intelligence of existence is so incredible that it is gifted itself to absolutely everything and everyone all at the same time, and it is not going to desecrate and defile and kill itself over here so that it can be exalted over here. We have to understand that love is not just an emotion, love is there, love is that which is the harmony and whole of existence itself, that everything is coming to existence by virtue of the love of this absolute and supreme intelligence for itself. It's all creates. And we're in a now moment where the exalted works have created this edict that has been issued all across the planet for the resurrection of the divine feminine. The divine feminine that is within the man, and this is not without stereotype, but violation that is being perpetrated by those who want to be considered women, who have become nothing but perpetrators of degradation and violence and abuse. And whether they were violated and abused as little boys, or whether they were the ones who would kill the cats and the dogs, or you understand, just saying is that there has been a program that has been running through media and movies and whatnot, so that all of this great white and black smoke and all of the fumes and all of the things that were going on for all of this time, we can't allow certain people to care of their enemies and their problems. Okay. If we're killing to be the way that we feel as a foundation for how we must be, if this is in a place where we do realize that we're carrying this violation of every fiber of our being, and that the spirit that we are in these bodies is charged upon our planet, so when we are feeding from the practices of the violence that have been filling our levels of antibiotics and hormones and artificial this and artificial that with minerals and all of these planet food that goes to feed the animals, and the animals are being raised so that they can be slaughtered and put on top of the planet. Tomorrow is happy meals and all of this, and just knows that this is the work of so much of the issues that we're dealing with, because when the blood is defiled, we're not able to really think as well. The cloud of the fact is not there. The whiteness in our clearing to be in alignment with the laws of our being and the laws that govern our continuance in existence and the way in which we exist in our company for a human, put us in a place where people are living ferocious lives and they're looking to death as their relief, thinking that they're going to go somewhere else going to conferences and all of this. But being in a place and space where we, with each and every beat of our heart and every breath that we take, have the opportunity to commit ourselves to being whole, to commit ourselves to being praised, to get to a place where we realize that whatever we've created and whatever we've been diagnosed with, we're in a now moment where we have access to everything that is required in order to cleanse and heal ourselves. To make sure that we have a way of responding that is going to be a way of our empowerment, a way of our having leverage over all of those things that undermine the quality of life that we're living, the height and the liberty of our thoughts. To put us in a place where we have the opportunity to be truly reoriented, realigned, and restored in the light of the truth of the world that we each of these parts of this absolute supreme intelligence that we refer to as God. With every human people we are, from the birth is great to the lightest light, from every continent we came from, to the planet, from the womb of another spot by the divine sacred food from our bodies, we are a warrior of a healing, but the healing cannot happen without the cleansing, and the cleansing cannot be facilitated without the caring. And all of those who want to be like the parables and want to be able to tell it to the killing. There are other ones who want to be like the bank robbers and the mafia and all of those who want to be big ballers and big gangsters. But we want to be thinking about who really cares to be godly. Who really cares to be rightly aligned in the right use of the world, the right use of your mind, your intelligence, your breath, your energy, your will, your intention, your creativity, your talents, your skills, and your abilities. Who really cares to be in a place where your name is written in the book of life and not in the book of death, that you are not being well known because of your violation, that you are coming into the heights of who you are? As the full of absolute and supreme intelligence in your empire. A sounding, living, being, supremely intelligent. And knowing that intelligence does not kill itself. It doesn't kill its children. It does not kill it. You're right. Could be wrong. And whether we look at it or realize how intelligent we are, and that God had nothing to undermine themselves. They had full life forms, they know their food, they excrete their waste, they know they're trying to perpetuate themselves, and they had sense enough to respond when they sensed that their lives were being threatened. And so we stand each of our best interests as one of the gentle abilities and a wound when we look at your abilities to consciously care to be cleared so that we can be cleansed, so that we can be healed, so that we can be whole, so that we can work our fullness of who we are to the glory of the images of all of those who have come before us. We are the beneficiaries of all of the intellectual property, the realizations, the revelations, the economies, the service, the contributions of so many ones who in the moment of offering that distraction to the degree to which we are laying off of that what we're consuming, when we're laying off of that what we imputing into the body that is the temple for the dwelling of the true spirit and that is true God. Because God is light, God is light, God is light. And if we're reading to the world and immersed in nothing but intelligence, the God's in us is great. They use the intelligence of existence towards the good of the whole and holiness. And then some of the rest of us, and then some of the other four pillars, the forces of Satan, the forces of Satan, and the world's who create violence and distortion, dysfunction, distortion. You understand? So I'm just saying, we are in a world that requires us to only live as two ways to talk about. We're the problem. And the truth of that is, we're doing the right numbers, but the last one. Or any of the governments. And we can give our lives to our target over to those who have no commitment to life, and those who have no commitment to life, and those who have no commitment to wisdom and truth, and those who have no commitment to being the vehicles and vessels of it. But we have the opportunity to be able to tell the body and the life that's in the superior intelligence and what you are, some of the problem that's in consciously caring to work in the fullness of ourselves to the glory of the truth of all that we are as the divinity of God. This is our work of life. So what is God to do? He gave it to us for. And what we have worked most thoroughly in our own life consistently over time is that it is God. And the life of that we are here, both through the violation of our indigenous families, the land itself, the enslavement of our Africa, the promise of the return of every dollar, and even when we have the opportunity to see the day, some of the devastation that is coming is killing dead. Because nobody gets away with anything. There is absolute law that governs absolutely everything. And so now we're purposely coming to be not just good, but be renewed and restored in the integrity of our true selves, our divine selves, our righteous selves. If the world is a mistake, and we so much more of the order, we can just immerse ourselves in the bigger conversations about more distortion, more dysfunction, more degradation, more violation, more of the corruption and violation, and you can immerse yourself in all of that and then right in the fullness of all that. You have to be able to immerse yourself in that. Of the perfect to distance itself and to know that the earth herself is as big as the period at the end of the sequence in the rest of this universe. And that we can believe and see that the further we get beyond the period, that you see no borders, you see no nations that have rights over the life, that we're all extraterrestrial, we're all here, we've come for the purpose of our own self-actualization, self-realization, harmonization with the world of existence, the power of God, and that to come to a point where we care to be rightly aligned in life. And we have the opportunity to go off like the cliff and have the residency, having perfected ourselves. And then be able to get through ourselves like those of you who tune in to the meeting of the Inner Circle Hour, we really pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning in the world wide, we want to thank you again to be with us right here than any other place on the planet. For those of you who are using your phone, I still feel very good. Thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are on the Inner Circle, we want to make sure that you always appeal to this frequency. Thank you for being with you. I'm so grateful and so thankful for you. And pray that you are ever more inspired, uplifted, and ready to walk in the fullness of the good that you are as a living, loving, intelligent person. And in your great presence, the Lord, so pray with you that that beats our hearts and breathes us, that is beginning with endless infinite and eternal. Who built your world and what is for us to be with our wings of joy. Still back. The harmonization with that realm of existence, the realm of existence, so that we are standing whole with our wholeness, the spirit of wholeness. We say, oh, but I've been the Holy Spirit, and I'm saying, no, we don't have the spirit of wholeness. We have the right to stay in a place of space where we have any kind of work we have with our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, so that we are appealing to our hearts. Within the moment of the spirit of the cross, the first thing that we have ever left in our now moment of eternity, to be in that place of space where we are reverencing and appreciating, filled with an attitude of gratitude, a heart of joy, of thanksgiving, with a blessed with so many of the aspects of this thanksgiving, also feeling that just to look at that. Points of absolute and supreme intelligence, we should be functioning daily, supremely and abundantly, and not just spiritually and stewardly, but we should be in the sense that we are always expectantly optimistic and faith-filled and knowing and caring and considerate and respectful and proper and diligent as disciples of truth and bodies of light. Such an extreme and religious training is put us in a position where we feel entitled to be sick. We feel entitled to be wrong. We feel entitled to be out of order. We think that it is erect to be in a place in space where we are filled with validation, where we are able to generate income from being employed by the corporate entities and the corporate deities of death and life that we are all of those agencies that feel entitled to step in and dominate and back to that. So there's certain other reasons for the eye of living nature and the creatures in all of those worlds who are referred to as third world nations. All of those who have the descendants and descendants of those original and indigenous and remembered people of the spirit, we are in that moment that requires us to have an understanding and understanding that there is no way that we can truly be restored with that consciousness to be restored. Because what we have accepted of life is dysfunction and distortion and degradation. What we've accepted as hell is sickness and illness. What we've accepted as education is indoctrination. What we've accepted as religion is just more divisiveness. What we've accepted is that which could lay foundations for what we do and how we are oriented on a daily basis are the doctrines and subjugation of men through their policies and their politics. And our being in a mindset where we care to really live successful lives, where we are standing wholeheartedly committed to living and not to being in violation. You see, it's sad when we really look at the condition and the state of affairs in which our elders are in. Those who are 70 up and older, and the degrees of sickness, illness, and disease disappear. Distortion and dysfunction, and looking at our youth and our children, who you're referring to as kids, and their conditioning to realize are the people who underlie their elders and their children. no way that you can be continued in existence when you kill those who represent you, those who are the ones who should be passing forward culture and education and right orientation that they have been usurped, and those who should be ensuring the continuation and the conscious cultivation of the generational wealth. You've been poisoning these wells all of their lives. If you think that it's okay, you undermine the cellular functioning of any bodies. But to be in a place where we as parents, mothers and fathers and grandparents and great-grandparents feel as though our children, your children, your grandchildren, deserve to be treated to that which can demand them is a problem. And so to understand that the youth, the toddlers, those who are 5 and up should not be drinking carbonated beverages. Pregnant women should not be drinking carbonated beverages because it rots the baby's brain cells of oxygen when it's in the womb. So the cerebral palsy and other realms of the conditions that children are being born with from the mother of all these women, all of this is because the mother's still being feet. And so we're in an moment where we have the opportunity to correct ourselves. We're in an moment where we have the responsibility to lay a better foundation through the systems of education and culture and religion and socialization. Because at this particular point, we know that from the time that baby is born, sitting in the mother's womb, it's destined to become a man or a woman's man. It's destined for motherhood and fatherhood and grandfatherhood and great-grandfatherhood and that which have never been present. And the fact that we have so much poison available to us. And every corner crossing the line street from every church is a problem. So that our knowing how to really respond correctly and correctly to being under this global initiative that is a population in this day, then we have to know how to reclaim our lives, how to be reoriented and realigned with destiny. To step out the path of adulterers and the path of sickness, illness, disease, and death. To step fully, wholeheartedly, passionately, reverently, respectfully, into the path of everlasting and eternal life. The path of maturation, where that which is the seed of us, the seed of our immortality, the seed of our divinity is being cultivated and developed in our growth and our improvement into manhood and womanhood. So that we have an understanding and understanding as to how to love and how to honor and how to be in a right rapport and relationship with other women. Because those who feel important to abuse and misuse, we hear all of these stories that women are telling about the sexual abuse that they've experienced in the incarceration and detention in all of the military and all of these different places. They say, how can a man be a man when he can't control his daughter and parents? He can't be, you know, be in a place and space where he can be trusted. We have sisters who do not trust their children's father with their daughters. We're in a serious state of degradation here. And to understand that there's no glory that can be had from it when we defile ourselves and we defile our children. And we feel that being a servant and wearing a badge and carrying a gun is licensed to kill. And because the courts will not hold anybody accountable when you've been given a license to kill, and there's no reason why people should be stuck out here in the streets. But all of this comes as a result of having been poisoned. These girls who called themselves police officers were poisoned as little boys. With the choice of dead animals and your blood of fetuses of chickens and the husband you could have and white sugar, and then they grew up to drink alcohol and smoke cigarettes and this, that, and the other. The police officers, as well as the judges, as well as the priests, as well as the preachers, as well as the teachers, everybody has been usurped. The right alignment with your right mind has been usurped from you. You've been sucked right by all of these ways who feel entitled to poison you. And to have a system that has been created by sick people, you have to be sick. To come in vulnerable and thinking that you're killing them and spilling their blood and moving them and creating lies that you call treaties and whatnot, that absolves you of the karmic debt that you will definitely experience as a result of being murderers, liars, and thieves. And then they set up a system to incarcerate other murderers, liars, and thieves when everybody has taken the example of who they refer to as their forefathers and those who have laid foundation for the sickness of this society. And so those of us who are participants in it, at whatever level, we have to realize that man does not beat your heart and he does not breathe and he did not design you. He did not lay foundation for the purposes of existence. And we are still beholding under the auspices of the laws that govern existence itself and our continuation in existence as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginning this in this infinite and eternal. But to have our elders in a place and space where now that they're experiencing the sickness, the illness, the arthritis, the rheumatism, the gout, the tumors, the dementia, the Alzheimer's, and all of these sicknesses, illness, and disease, and then when you try to give them something that is herbal or natural and get them off the needle and whatnot, they don't want to hear. They would prefer to continue to be sick, and they would rather trust the doctors who are just giving them more and more medication. Understand that the people who cannot hear the truth don't want the truth. Have been living the lie and feel entitled to the lie are people who are destined to die. And that death does not look like a real glory on the other side when you did not know the glory while you were in the presence of a living essence that we refer to as God that beats your heart and breathes you. And to understand that the doctors know that they do not have the proper cure for cancer, that they're treating you with more and more toxicity. And why would you go to that if you really care to be healed? That the chemo and the radiation is not going to heal you. It is not going to cleanse you. It is only going to add more poison to your system. It is only going to undermine whatever functioning of the healthy cells. And because cancer is being created through the injection of the flesh of dead animals and the fetuses of chickens, the pussy of cows, artificial colors, artificial flavors, the diet chemicals, and the soaps and the lotions and all of the deodorants and all of this thing. And it has to be a conversation that we're having so that we know that whatever your situation, circumstance, and whatever the cancer may be, if you have not been diagnosed and you've been eating meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, fresh, alcohol, tobacco, sugar, and the cancer is already there. And you can be on the doctor's care for years and years, and then one day the doctor's telling you, well, you've got fourth stage cancer, but you've been seeing a doctor the entire time. But they never told you to stop feeding from the flesh of dead animals. They're bloated fetuses of chickens, the person you disappoint. You understand? They did not set a precedent for our understanding that as human beings we break down and fast, we must skin is unnecessary because your blood is being turned to slack with the residues from animals. And you consistently think that in order for you to be healthy, you have to be eating flesh, and you've been eating all this flesh, and nobody's healthy, and then you're not caring to be cleansed from it. But you want to be respected as intelligent people. But intelligence doesn't kill itself. Intelligence will profound to be rightly aligned with the intelligence of existence and the intelligence of its own being so that it functions without sickness, illness, and disease. But we've been hoodwinked and bamboozled to think that sickness, illness, and disease is a natural part of life and death is the natural culmination of life. And I'm saying no, death is the wages of sin. It is the payment for being in violation of the laws that govern you. But now we want to think that man's way is mandate and God's way is optional. The cleanliness and the order that leads to godliness is optional. It's not a mandate. It's not something that we must do. It's not something that we must learn. It's not something that we can be supported in doing. Our churches don't support it. Our educational systems don't support it. You understand? No, they support us being out of alignment. They support us being out of order. They support us feeling entitled to feed off the flesh of violated being. Just pray over it. God created it good and pronounced it good. And I'm saying God had nothing to do with you feeding off the flesh of dead animals when we were told not to kill. And it has to be a conversation that is consistently put forward because the lie has been perpetuated consistently over decades and generations. And as a result of us living this lie and perpetuating this lie and this lie being prevalent in the school systems and whatnot and our children being undermined to the degree to which they can only be frontiers. But enough thinking. We've learned how to sit still for hours at a time and take a bathroom break at a certain time and have a rest at a certain time. And so 12 years of that, and then you go to college and you get more training in that, and then you go to college and you end up doing that same thing. So that when we come time to reverse these issues that have crystallized in their tissues, the first thing you say is, well, I can't afford to drink that much water because of my job. Well, I can't afford to be moving my bowel several times a day because of my job. But you're in a body that functions perfectly. You're in a body that is your gift from the intelligence of existence that we refer to as God. We're in bodies that are our temples for where we commune with God, where we are able to hear the voice of God, where we are able to respond to the inspiration from God, where we are held accountable for becoming vehicles and vessels of God, but then we do not want to honor the functioning of our godly body temples. But you want to respect which way to go for all of that. And you treat your animal beings even better than you treat your children because you would not put sugar in your basket, but you put sugar down the throat of your children. You wouldn't put Kool-Aid and sodas and artificial colors and artificial flavors and whatnot in your cup. You're going to put the water on. The right transmission fluids are going to get your system's flushed and whatnot. You understand? You don't polish it. And try to keep your car functioning as long as it possibly can and keep it in good repair so that if you want to sell it or trade it, you can and get the maximum value that is at the blue book allows. I'm just saying, but then you don't have that kind of care about your children and yourself. It's a problem. We're in a now moment that requires us to really honor our lives and to know that there is nothing that we can ever work for but that is greater than that which we have already been given. As far as the ability of body and heart and mind to break through a way of functioning that is perfect and being under a system that scoffs at order and law, that teaches lawlessness and exemplifies lawlessness, that then punishes lawlessness when it's payment system where you should be paying pennies, but you are being poisoned within the system. As if nobody went through school to understand anything that's written. They were in our schools just to, you know, give us some literacy right now so that we can work jobs. School has nothing to do with what the purpose of existence is. School does not provide us with the tools and the wherewithal to really self-actualize and self-realize and be harmonized with the laws of existence so that we can truly emerge as resurrected beings here. School has nothing to do with the will of God or the ways of God or the laws of God or the light of God or the truth of God. Schools are absolutely unnecessary when it comes down to what is required in order for us to be qualified in existence as a global humanity. The world is not being undermined by illiterate people. And we can fight all of those illiterate minds to it. But if they're with the oil and the gold and the diamonds and all of the minerals and all of the coffee and the cocoa and the cacao and the sugar and all of the resources of the earth, the area is coming to a point of place where we permit our whole bodies, hearts, minds, lives, and souls to be whole. Now we're coming to a point of place where we realize that we have access to so much more information than our education should have never stopped. That to really educate one is to really cultivate the life of them, to really bring forward that which is the truth of them, that which is their own kind skills and abilities. To really be about educating is to be about really cultivating and optimizing one's functioning so that one can think clearly. Understanding that thinking is the foundation of creativity and resourcefulness and optimism and faithfulness and trust. Those going to a robbing banks or creating Ponzi schemes and whatnot are those who are not really nourished properly. Because we would really have to know that there is no way to get over on people. There is no way not to get caught when you're in violation. There is no way to get away with anything because the law is exacting. And so we set certain things in motion by what we have been thinking and what we have been choosing and the way that we have been reacting and responding, the way that we have been feeling and not understanding and not caring what exactly the fullness is. There are certain things that are already in effect as a result of us being supported in our lawlessness, in our mistakenness, in our sinfulness, in our being out of order with the order of existence itself. Now, we have the opportunity to warn ourselves, to correct ourselves, to cleanse ourselves, to heal ourselves, to be properly nourished and nurtured so that we are a testament to the glory of the truth and the triumph of the living God as our absolute reality. We have the opportunity to do what ones and ones before us did not know to do. We have the opportunity to shine forward in the fullness of who we are at these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God, but we were the ones who should be functioning as gods and goddesses in these body temples to the glory of the whole of existence itself. This is our time to raise completely up under the edicts that have been issued for our resurrection as a global humanity on behalf of Mother Earth, Mother Nature, and all of our creatures. And there are no ones who absorb the duty of the duty and responsibility to be aware of the way. To be aware through participatory in the laws of governance. Nobody has been given a free pass to be lawless and not suffer the consequences. No one has been authorized by the will of existence or the intelligence of existence to perpetuate sickness, illness, and diseases, suffering, common activity, collective learning, and education, and the path of prosperity. Nobody works on behalf of the homeless to feed and learn the right of beings and children to be heard. those days where it really matters to us to be whole beings, to be. Oh, but the intelligence of our being right now is really important for our time. It's why we come to learn the truth, to understand that salvation is there, that we can be delivered from the foolishness and the wickedness and the sickness and the illness and the disease and the despair and the degradation and the dysfunction that we have the power to do with. We have the power. To be exemplary in our lives, to understand that integrity has to happen at the cellular level, as liberation has to happen at the cellular level. If the work as a liberated being means that the intelligence of your being has been completely fully developed, as intelligence does, always in its own best interest, always in the best interest of the whole, never doing anything to undermine itself, and consciously carrying through. Feed to the degree to which you are functioning optimally, so that you are able to think. And the picture tops the beauty and the intelligence that is your generation wealth and inheritance is these principles extra the supreme principles that is beginning us and is open to happen. Even in our minority, you should always